Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider. They're getting a six-minute walk test on Beverly Brown. This goes to Dr. Povedine on 3923. Mrs. Brown performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 98%, period. After walking 355 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation dropped to 88%, period. A pattern of impression. Mild exercise intolerance without significant demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a six-minute walk test on Michael Rex Road. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 3923, Mr. Rex Road performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 94%, period. Patient did achieve 186 meters in 6 minutes, at which time the saturation was 89%, period. At 1 minute and 33 seconds, the saturation dropped to 87%. He rested for a minute and continued his walk with a cane. Period of paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without significant demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, six-minute walk test on Susan Conford. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 3923, Mrs. Conford performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 98%, period. After walking 339 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 94%, period. A pack of compression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on William Batts. This goes to Dr. Bill Cook. On 3923, Mr. Batts performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the NLH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 8/16/22. There's been no significant change, period, no paragraph compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Sharon Lake. This goes to Dr. Zastro. On 3923, Mrs. Lake performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period, prior to the NLH bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction, nor bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/22/22, there's been no change, period, no paragraph compression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Jackie Vereen. This goes to Shannon Morton, PA. On 3923, Mr. Vereen performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the NLH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There's a moderate degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEV 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Next, six-minute walk test on Jackie Vereen. This goes to Shannon Morton, PA. On 3923, Mrs. Vereen performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 100%, period. After walking 495 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 89%, period. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Gil Hernandez. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 3923, Mr. Hernandez performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airway obstruction. With insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, the air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEV 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. The paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. And when compared to a study dated 11/10/22, there's been no change, period. Next is a six-minute walk test on Craig Hickerson. On 3923, Mr. Hickerson performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 95%, period. After walking 470 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 97%, period. No paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Dennis O'Reilly. This goes to the VA. On 3923, Mr. O'Reilly performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. New paragraph impression, normal study. Thank you.